Tape script 4.2. Speaker 1.
I remember my granddad really well, although he died nearly 20 years ago. He was one of the kindest people I've ever known. He never got angry or shouted at me or anything like that, you know. And he'd often take my side in arguments I had with my mum and dad. When I was about 7 or 8, he came to meet me from school and walk home with me, even though he had rheumatism in one of his knees. I mean, he needn't have done that. I could easily have got home on the bus. And it was him that started me off smoking. He got through about 40 a day, and he used to give me the odd cigarette when I was quite young, you know, about 10 or 11, and said, I mustn't tell anyone. That made me feel really grown up. My mum always said he spoiled me, and looking back, it's fairly obvious I was his favourite grandchild. He had 7 altogether, but I was his first, and I suppose that made me sort of special. People have always said I look like my granddad. In fact, my mum even says that I remind her of him when he was the age I am now. That's a strange thought, isn't it?
Speaker 2.
My mother's amazing. She'll be 90 this year, and she's incredibly independent. In fact, she still lives on her own, cooks all her own meals and that kind of thing. She has loads of visitors, though, and a nurse who comes in every 2 days or so to check she's all right. She's not that good on her feet, and she moves around pretty slowly, but at least she lives in a bungalow, so she doesn't have to climb any stairs. When she was in her mid-80s, she went to live with my youngest sister and her family, but she couldn't stand them fussing around her all the time. So, after a couple of years, she moved back into a place of her own, the place she's in now. As I say, she's got lots of friends who pop in regularly, so she's never lonely, and she doesn't have to do too much for herself. She spends most of the time listening to the radio, mainly the news and talk programmes. She's got a TV, but she still thinks of it as a new invention, and she's never really got used to watching it regularly.
Speaker 3.
There's Nana, my great-grandmother. She's my mother's grandmother. She's 92, but she's still pretty fit. She still goes on walking holidays with her youngest daughter, my great-aunt. And until recently, she drove everywhere in her own car. Unfortunately, she's got problems with her eyes now, and the doctors said she mustn't drive anymore. From the personality point of view, she's amazing too. Probably the most patient person I've ever known. You know, when we were younger, she'd spend hours playing games with us, reading us stories, taking us for walks, anything we wanted to do, really. She couldn't be more different from her eldest daughter, my grandma, who's nearly always grumpy. She never has any time for us, not even now we're older. The thing is, she paints in her spare time, and as far as she's concerned, we're just in the way. But Nana, she's just amazing for her age.
Speaker 4.
My grandparents are really young. They're both 49 and they hate being called Grandma and Granddad, so we have to call them Auntie and Uncle. It still surprises everyone because most people our age have got grandparents in their late 50s or early 60s at least. Some people assume they're our parents. That makes them feel really good. They live on the coast, so we quite often go and stay with them, especially in the summer when we can go down to the beach. They're both great swimmers. When he was younger, Granddad was quite famous apparently, and he still swims every day in the summer and once a week all through the winter. We get on pretty well with them, but they're always having arguments with Mum and Dad about how we should be brought up. They think Mum and Dad are too easygoing. Grandma thinks we have far too much freedom.